If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Huma is really, really excited to announce 30 current research fellowships that are available at Huma, that is at UCT, for doctoral, postdoctoral and visiting fellows. And that really is good news. So for those of you who have those kinds of ambitions, I think this is the moment for you where you're really listening very closely. Divine Fur is a director of the Institute for Humanities Africa at the University of Cape Town. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Prof.
Thank you very much for having me on your program, Pumelo. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Let's just introduce the listeners, those who don't know about the Institute for Humanities Africa at UCT. I mean, quite world-renowned. It really is a dynamic institution. And particularly, you know, the Humanities Africa, HUMA, quite dynamic, a really wonderful kind of, I suppose, innovative thinkers, African thinkers that I think are very, very needed. What is your objective with HUMA?
HUMA was founded around 2010 as an interdisciplinary space at in the Faculty of Humanities at UCT. As you know, in many institutions, disciplines are really important to ground people in particular expertise, but you need interdisciplinary spaces where you can have conversations across disciplines. Mm-hmm. So HUMA provided that space and continues to provide that space for those kinds of conversations. But it has, with that, another set of different goals and objectives, or what we will call mission. One is really to convene people, to convene different kinds of people from different schools of work, both in the university and outside the university. The second is really to convene Africa, to convene those who want to center Africa as a lens to think humanity, human dignity, which is really the thing that we are all trying to work with and to improve. And then third, to train the next generation of scholars who really center the humanities as a lens to work with, but who think with the continent collectively through Pan-African approaches, but center African perspectives. So research is really central, and then converting research, you know, to other forms for understanding knowledge, like converting research to what we call public engagement, you know, translating the scientific work of researchers to everyday knowledge, everyday practices, and then with lots of other activities. So the humanities is really central to the work we do, centering the human, centering how we think, but particularly African perspectives.
Also central to this is the person driving this entire mission, right, which is yourself. Let's talk about, you're an associate professor of social anthropology. Let's talk about your journey in academia.
The work is done actually by so many different people.
Yes, but there's always a driver at the top as well.
I'm just doing my job. My name is Divine Fool. I come from Cameroon, trained in many different disciplines. I trained in journalism, mass communication and political science, drama and theater arts, in sociology and development studies, and then with social anthropology. I do work in a number of different thematic areas. I've done work on sexuality, I've done work on youth, I've done work on HIV and health, I work on development and environment, and then the political economy of knowledge production. And then I've worked in different parts of the continent, you know, particularly in training the next generation of scholars in knowledge production, in publishing. And I'm very passionate about growing a knowledge base for the continent, passionate about centering Africa as a way, you know, to understand the world, to read the world, to engage the world, and also really passionate about centering South Africa, you know, in that journey.
And where did that, you know, passion come from? You know, there are many, many things you could have pursued with the long list of wonderful things that you have done already. But you said, you know, knowledge is important to you. And knowledge about the continent and how it interacts with the world is very, very key for you. When did that kind of interest come about? And do you remember when it happened?
I don't remember, but I think it comes from birth and being born in a particular context and a particular family, you know. I come from a family of farmers, of teachers, of carpenters. I think apprenticeship has always been important for me. Also growing with elders, growing in a context of struggle, but also having lots of mentors who guide you through. So custom, working with African custom, which really pushes you to be tied to elders, to listen to elders, to be trained by elders. I think that has been central to the journey that I have and then my everyday experiences.
You've got now, you know, availability, 30 current research fellowships available. What are you looking for here?
We're looking for different sets of people. So there is a group of fellowships that are mainly focused on doctoral students and really training the next generation of doctoral schools. I think if we have to build the country and we have to build the continent, we need an intellectual a group of people who really center the humanities, but center African perspectives in thinking the world and in thinking ourselves. So we're looking for people who are interested in that, in the humanities, people who want to center the humanities. They don't necessarily have to come from the humanities faculty. They could come from science, from mathematics, from geography, engineering, but interested in working with the humanities as a tool, you know, to do their work. So that's one group of people. And these are really masters, people with masters who want to move on to academic career and research careers. And then the next group of people who are postdoctoral students, we are looking for students who have completed their masters but want to continue in an academic career. And we have a program really to build them, to center them, to really take them, understand them. What is the university? What is an academic space? How do you do this? How do you locate yourself in the world? How do you work with Pan-Africans? How do you work with humanity? So we're really looking for that group. But there's another group, set of fellowships that are also meant just for Black or Black South Africans, also just who to deal with the disadvantages also that the country has faced over the years, but to train a particular group of people into that field. But people passionate for knowledge, you know, and who want to be in a, how do you say, in a place of diversity, open to diversity, open to turn to meet different kinds of people, to work in teams, you know. Yeah.
So
happy people.
When is your closing date?
The first closing date is on the 14th of April, but there are many different closing dates, like the visiting fellowships move up to August. So those who apply would have to really read. And we do advertise at different periods. So we'll advertise now on the 14th and think we're going to have another in July. We're going to have another in August. Yeah.
Fantastic. Really appreciate your time. Divine Fur is the director of the Institute for Humanities Africa, HUMA, at the University of Cape Town. He is an associate professor there. So for all of you who are interested, or maybe you know somebody who is, you can also just email them at HUMA, H-U-M-A, at uct.ac.za, or go to the website, HUMA@UCT. Okay, that's where you go to get those details. So good luck, everybody. The closing date, the first one, is on the 14th of April.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.